This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for Friday, September 13, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 29 to 30. It says there, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." End of quote. Irving Berlin, an American composer and a lyricist, who is widely considered one of the greatest songwriters in American history, according to Wikipedia, said this statement, "Life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it." End of quote. It is a true statement that our attitude to life can make or break us. Chuck Swindoll, a well-known Bible teacher of our lifetime, made this statement. He said, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude, to me, is more important than facts. The only thing we can do is to play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me, and 90% how I react to it." End of quote. You see, to face life's challenges victoriously, first of all, we need to know who we are without a proper knowledge of ourselves. It's hard to attain and sustain the victory in our life. I believe the absence of the real awareness of who we are is the biggest epidemic that affects the Christians in these last days. God wants us to know for sure and certain who we really are, and then reckon that truth every day in our life while we live here on this earth. This is why in Paul's epistles, he typically starts with the explaining who we are in Jesus Christ, and then he moves to the practical application of how we can be successful in life's challenges. Ephesians, Colossians, etc. are classic examples of this approach. Without reckoning the truth of who we really are, no practical life becomes possible. Our today's insights informs us God has already made the final and unalterable decision regarding the lives of believers in Jesus Christ. No matter what happens in our life here on this planet Earth, he already decreed our final victory. It says, "And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." End of quote. You see, this is the first part. Did you read it good? Paul says, no doubt about this. He says, we know for sure that all things, good, bad, pains, frustrations, slandering, backbiting, desertions, all good or bad things, God goes to work for the ultimate good of those who love the Lord. Don't you know you believed in Jesus Christ is not an accidental matter? The next verse says, "In his foreknowledge, he predestined you to believe in Jesus and become his child." What was he predestined us for? Read slowly. It says, "Predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ." You see, through it all, good things, bad things, painful things and all, we are being shaped and formed by God to look like his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, that is the ultimate purpose of all things that is happening to our life. A believer in Christ who loves the Lord, there is no defeat or failure ultimately. No need to look at life negatively and fearfully. God knew all in advance what is going to happen in your life. No matter what going to happen, who going to do what to your life. According to our today's insight, God already decreed by his predestination on you that you will have the final victory. Beloved, God works all good for you. This is the guarantee of eternal, everlasting word of God. Beloved, if you know this truth in your heart, then you will develop conquering and victorious attitude toward life in the midst of all what life, people, circumstances, and devil throw at you. You may be facing heartbreaking issues in life, which include financial, relational, job-related, health-related. However, God knows all about it in his foreknowledge when he predestined, called, justified, and glorified you. And he's going to work all issues to shape and form you into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. Then it says, and those who he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. End of quote. You see, all these things are a done deal. All these are done for you. Therefore, face life with a smile no matter what. He predestined us before the foundation of the world. He called us in time when we heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we accepted Christ Jesus, now we are justified in front of the Holy God. Moreover, you are also glorified. Did you notice all these are past tense words? Predestined, called, justified, and glorified. In God's eyes, a believer who believed Christ Jesus as his or her Savior and loves him is already glorified in heaven. You see, we look forward to our resurrection and glorification because we are bound by the limit of time. However, the eternal God, who is not bound by time, sees all these are already done, and he is waiting for your arrival in glory, all done for you. This is what the Bible says in Ephesians 2:5-6. It says, "It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." End of quote. Did you notice God raised us up with Christ and already seated us with him in heaven? Beloved, give glory and thanks to the loving Lord. May we give praise and thanksgiving to him, and may we worship him from the bottom of our hearts. Bow down and thank and worship him. Let me repeat, for a true believer in Christ, your victory and future are already decisioned and decreed by God. No one and nothing can stop or alter God's decree that no matter what, you're going to be looking like Jesus Christ. This is going to happen if you like it or not. Therefore, go through this life not with a condemning, complaining, defeated attitudes, words, and looks, but may we live our lives in victory with an overwhelmingly conquering attitude. You know, Paul, Peter, and all the disciples knew this truth. And that is why they were not afraid, nor lived in negative or defeated attitudes. They had the conquering attitude in all of them. May the good Lord give us this knowledge and that good attitudes, conquering attitudes in each one of us. My dear friend, if you have not accepted Christ as your Savior yet, God calls you to accept his Son, Jesus Christ, into your life today. You see, Jesus died, buried, and then rose again for all of your sins. Bible says there is no exception. All humans are sinners. We need a Savior for the forgiveness of our sins, God's blessings in our life, and eternal life. That Savior is Jesus Christ. No one is out there to save you entirely except the Son of God, Jesus Christ. God calls you now, just like he called me about 40 years ago. And he calls you. I will help you to respond to his call. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I accept Jesus Christ, your Son, as my Savior and Lord. I need forgiveness and blessings in my life, Lord. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please come to my life and save me today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.